Track 7, Two Goals of Floor Time. On the last track, we discussed floor time with a family approach. This included time for siblings and time for parents. I find it helpful with Colleen and Aiden from the last track to discuss two goals of floor time to be used with Devin, their autistic son, age 8. I stated two things to aim for in playing with Devin included following Devin's lead and bringing Devin into a shared world. What might you tell your Colleen and Aiden to aim for in playing with their autistic children? I stated, first, let's discuss following Devin's lead. This is like harnessing Devin's natural interests. Aiden asked, why would we need to follow Devin's lead? I mean, we can't just let him do whatever he wants, can we? I stated, in floor time, I would encourage you to take your cues from Devin because his interests are the windows to his emotional and intellectual life. Through observing Devin's interests and natural desires, we can get a picture of what he finds enjoyable and what motivates him. If Devin is staring at a fan, rubbing a spot on the floor over and over, or always walking on his toes, these might seem like actions that you would want to discourage. However, something about the behavior is meaningful or pleasurable to him. Colleen stated, I'd want to know why Devin was engaging in repetitive behavior like that, staring at a fan or rubbing a spot on the carpet. I stated, that's a good way to start following Devin's lead, by asking why he's engaged in a repetitive activity. Of course, it's tempting to say, it's because he has this or that disorder. That may be true, but as you know, Devin is not the disorder or the set of problems. He is a real human being. If children can't express their desires or wishes, we have to deduce what they enjoy from what they are doing. Therefore, in floor time, it can be helpful to begin by following Devin's lead and joining him in his own world. I asked Colleen and Aiden, does Devin play often with other people? Aiden stated, actually, we have a play group that we can take him to, but Devin is usually very withdrawn. He generally likes to play by himself. I stated, the second goal of floor time is to bring Devin into a shared world. Of course, we don't want to bring him in kicking and screaming, but he will likely feel closer to you if he sees that you can respect and participate in what interests him. Even if his activities are withdrawn or seemingly aimless, you can engage in those activities with him. As Devin starts giving you some friendly or curious glances, it's better than running away from you, and that's the beginning of a shared world. Once Devin enjoys participating, he can begin to learn the basic abilities of relating, communicating, and thinking. The ultimate goal from bringing children into a shared world is to help them become empathetic, creative, logical, reflective individuals. Colleen asked, how can following Devin's lead help him learn to be creative or logical? How might you have answered this question? I stated, let me give an example. If Devin always wants to play with his favorite toy instead of interacting, you might want to use a strategy of being playfully obstructive. You can gently scoop the toy up, put it on your head, and make silly faces, and see if he will reach for it. You could then show him that you are putting it outside the door. When he bangs on the door to get it back, you might ask, should I help you? Pretty soon, he might be taking your hand and putting it on the doorknob. Eventually, he might say, open, to get you to open the door to get his favorite toy. Aiden stated, Devin can be very narrowly focused, though. He has a hard time integrating attention to people and things at the same time. What suggestions might you have made to Colleen and Aiden? I stated, to help Devin become more interactive with more flexible attention, you or a caregiver could join in his play and become one of the characters in the drama, rather than simply intruding into Devin's play. This can encourage a continuous flow of creative dialogue with Devin. Sometimes, though, all that is needed is to help a child look towards his own goals. If Devin is moving a truck back and forth, and you make your hands into a tunnel, he might look at you and give you a big smile and move the truck right into your tunnel. That would give you shared attention, engagement, purposeful action, and some problem solving. Eventually, you might introduce the word truck, and he might repeat it. You could even give him choices like, do you want to move into the tunnel or into the house? If he responds verbally, then you have thinking occurring as well as the use of words. Would playing this track be beneficial to a client you are currently treating who is struggling with how to reach into their autistic child's world? On this track, we discussed two goals of floor time. These included following the child's lead and bringing the child into a shared world. On the next track, we will discuss doctors and long waits. This will include flexibility, appointments, and during sessions. Question 7. What are the two goals of floor time?